We were interested in your thoughts on the package. Now, you mentioned not to call it the stimulus bill. What are we referring it to as now?
Well, this is the largest spending proposal that we've seen in the history of this country under one bill. $827 billion will be the starting point. And this bill stands every chance of growing before it gets out of the House-Senate conference and is on the president's desk.
Well, Senator, as you know better than anyone else, like us who just watch it on television, there are strong emotions on both sides of this thing. If you listen to one side, if we don't pass it immediately, it's the end of the world. On the other side, it's just so filled with pork. What's the real scoop here?
Well, the real challenge is that we're playing with our grandchildren's money. And we need to be responsible in how we do it. We need to be targeted in where we spend it. We need to be certain that it does something to change the economic and job trend that we see in this country. Unfortunately, to spend half of it on stimulus and to spend the other half on pork is the wrong priorities for this Congress or any Congress.
Well, there's also the requirement that companies taking money from the federal government, their top management has to cut back to a mere $500,000 a year. Well, what are the feelings about that?
Well, the president has extended that under the TARP program to those companies that receive funds out of that. It's not currently in the stimulus package that Democrats have rammed through the House and the Senate. It may be before it's over with, and that may be an item of contention for private companies or educational institutions for that fact that may be the beneficiary of money out of this. I don't think that we discriminate. If, in fact, you're in a position that you need federal money, then everybody ought to play by the same rules. Those rules are up for debate.
Well, what about the bipartisan mandate? It seemed like we were all almost singing Kumbaya a couple of weeks ago, and then as we get closer to actual legislation, we're splitting up into camps. How much bipartisanship is there, really?
Well, as it relates to this bill, there's been no bipartisanship unless extending your arm out and negotiating with a couple of Republicans in the United States Senate is the definition of bipartisanship. It passed the House with no Republican support and with actually 11 Democrats voting against it. The Senate bill is more expensive at the start than the House bill was when it passed. At the end of the day, it will have some Republican support, but certainly not bipartisan support as defined by the president when he was inaugurated. It's my hope that the president will show some leadership as we go through this conference and really get the priorities of this bill straight and hopefully through that process could get more Republican support.
Well, Senator Burr, a procedural question. Now, we've got a version of the bill in the House and a version of the bill in the Senate. There are big differences between the two. What happens now? Does it go back to committee or what?
Well, we form a House-Senate conference, and basically this is like ACC basketball. We've got a jump ball. And my belief is that both sides of the Hill, the House and the Senate, the majority party, will try to necessarily push that ball to the left, meaning the bill's going to get more expensive. Many of the things that Republicans negotiated out of the bill will be put back in the bill. And at the end of the day, this will be much more expensive to the next generation than the bill currently being considered.
How do you feel about the Senate version of it? Are you an advocate or a proponent or against it?
Well, I've worked extensively the last week on the stimulus package, and this bill, quite frankly, is the worst thing that the Congress could do. It's not targeted, it's not timely, and more importantly, it's not temporary. This is a huge expansion of federal spending. These programs won't go away. It's really the start of a nationalization of many of the sectors of our economy, and I think it's a huge mistake.
Well, I was watching NBC this morning, Senator, and I forget exactly who, someone in Congress said that they expect full passage this week. Do you think that's a realistic expectation?
Well, I think if Democrats insist on writing it themselves because they won the election, certainly they've got the votes to pass this and the president could sign it. It doesn't bode well for any level of bipartisanship as we go through the balance of this Congress. And I believe that when we get into health care and other areas, the American people will be the third leg of the stool between Congress and the executive branch. And clearly, as it relates to this bill, they have sided with the minority that it's too big, that it's not targeted, and certainly it's not temporary. And I think they'll have a very loud voice in every piece of legislation that happens from now on.
Well, just as a voter and part of the American public, the numbers certainly take my breath away. I just can't conceive of such large amounts.
Well, I think it's important for the American people to understand that over a 60-day period, starting with $350 billion in TARP, to a $900 billion stimulus package, to $1 trillion in the omnibus budget that will come in the next 2 weeks, and another $1 to $2 trillion commitment that Secretary Geithner will announce tomorrow, the American people will have spent more money than any country in the history of the world in a mere 60 days, and that it will be almost impossible for our children to just pay the interest on the money that will be spent in a 60-day period in Washington.
Wow, with this kind of data, Senator, it seems obvious what needs to happen here.
Well, clearly, we're going to have a day of reckoning this week, and those individuals who support it will have to stick by what they've supported. Those of us will continue to work hard to point out the problems with it, and more importantly, why redoing this bill and targeting it in the right way has a much different impact on the creation of jobs and the change in the economy.